For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, you've heard a lot of interesting promises about wash day products recently, but today I promise you the wash day surprise of your life. A wash so dazzling clean you'll have to rub your eyes to believe it when you use deep cleaning Oxidol. Deep cleaning Oxidol reaches deep down into fabrics and gets out the gray dirt left in clothes by the leading wash day suds, the leading short tough suds. Now, this fact was demonstrated to women, and I'd like you to hear from a woman who attended the demonstration, Mrs. Richard Tucker of St. Bernard, Ohio. Listen.
In this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. At least I thought they were clean because I had just washed them with the leading suds the way you're told to. Then they washed those clothes over again, this time with deep cleaning Oxidol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me Oxidol really can get out all the gray dirt left in clothes by those leading shortcut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Tucker. And ladies, here's something we'd like you to try at home. Next wash day, use deep cleaning Oxidol and see for yourself how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And look at the clothes themselves. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look sparkling white and bright, feel soft and fluffy. Smells sweet, too. Yes, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep-cleaning Oxidol. Yet, Oxidol is really safe. Deep-clean clothes stay brighter, new-looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. To get clothes deep-clean, sparkling clean, use deep-cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep-cleaning. Deep-cleaning. Deep. Cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, never have the fortunes of the family been lower. Cousin Sylvester has gotten Faye to take his attention seriously. Evie is convinced that she ought to give Sylvester her life savings for investment. And somehow, neither Ma nor anyone else suspects Sylvester's true character or motive. Except, of course, Shuffle. And yesterday, Shuffle tried to get Willie to go back to work at Ma's lumberyard again, but Shuffle failed. Well, it's about 4 o'clock the following afternoon, and we join Shuffle again there in Middleboro in his own lumberyard.
Bernard, for heaven's sake, don't toss that stuff around like it was scrap. That stuff's 40 cents a foot, Bernard.
My goodness, the collar.
Who is this? Why, Marietta.
Hi, Silver.
Hi.
Is this what you do all day down here at your lumberyard, holler at the help?
No, tarnation. That boy Bernard's a good boy, real kind to his mother, goes to church regular, saves his money, don't smoke or chew, but for brains, he uses what's inside a vacuum cleaner. Vacuums. Well, what brings you down here, Marietta? Come on in.
Well, I'm on my way down to work. I've seen my boyfriend Shober in a day and a half, so I thought I'd drop in. Hey, you didn't eat your supper last night, Shober. Found most of it in the icebox this morning. Getting tired of my cooking so soon?
Oh, sweet Jerusalem, Marietta. No. No, I just wasn't hungry when I got home last night. No reflections on you, little girl. Just sit down, Marietta.
Carnation.
How do you manage to look so cool in all this hot weather?
By 10 o'clock tonight, I won't be so cool, never fear. I don't mean to snoop around in what's not my affair, Shover, but I can read you like a book. Maybe better than I can read a book. I don't read so good. You went to Rustville Center last night, huh? Or you've been in touch with that crowd in Rustville Center? The reason I know is every time you start losing your appetite, it's on account of that bunch of back stickers over there.
Yeah, I reckon you do understand me, Marietta. Yep. Maybe I ought to stay away from them people from now on. It does break me all up when I go over there. Except they was all I had for so many years. It ain't easy just to cut yourself off.
I know that, Shover. Maybe I wouldn't be so crazy about you if you wasn't the type who's so loyal. Well, what is it now?
Nothing you or me can do nothing about, Marietta. Same old stuff. Willie still ain't got a job, and his crazy wife, Evie, still won't let him go back where he belongs, working in the Perkins lumberyard. So I'm worried about Willie, and Willie's worried.
Shover, if he's such a pal of yours, why don't you give him a job here?
Oh, tarnation, I could use Willie here. I could use him fine. Only Evie won't allow that, neither.
Oh.
Also, there's Evie and Willie talking over a business deal with Cousin Sylvester.
Uh-oh.
What it is, I don't know. But just automatically, if Cousin Sylvester's in it, I don't like it.
Mm.
And little Faye's taking such a shine to Cousin Sylvester. Faye likes him so much, says Ma. Oh, I ought to give you a baseball bat, Marietta, and every time my mind turns to Rushville Center, you ought to beat on my head like a three base hit.
Gee, I'm certainly surprised Sylvester's making time with Faye. Mrs. Henderson. You'd think Mrs. Henderson's got too much sense and too much class for such a bum like Sylvester.
Oh, little Faye's just the finest, the sweetest, and the smartest, and the prettiest, and most wonderful. Well, I don't come like Faye once in a million years. And that's what's killing me. Faye, falling for such a no-good bum. He is a no-good bum, ain't he, Marietta? Tain't just my imagination. You know for a fact he's a no-good bum.
Sylvester P. Hammaker. And I may say this without fear of successful contradiction in a court of law and a stack of Bibles. He's the worst no-good bum that ever swiped a dame $300, namely mine. Hey. You know, that makes me feel kind of good. I don't feel like such a dope myself for the way I felt for the bum. He can do so good with somebody like her. Say, so classy and such advantages. A lady, not a hash slinger like me. kind of like restores my self-confidence, you might say.
Oh, don't say that, Marietta. To me, it's like a nightmare. Just the idea of that fat, crazy, no-neck hooligan so much as being near Faye, sitting next to her in a movie, I feel like a nightmare.
Sober. Hey, you're going to kill yourself. You've got to cut this out. Is there anything you can do?
Do?
No. So then you mustn't knock your head against that brick wall. You've got to leave it alone. Gee, I'd even go and help your friend Faye Perkins Henderson. I'd offer to go tell her what I know about Sylvester. Not for her sake, but because she's such a friend of yours. Except it wouldn't do any good. Sure, well, for her sake, let her find out about Sylvester the same way I did, the hard way. But like I said, for you, I'd do it. I'd go and tell her. Except it wouldn't prove successful. Oh, forget it, Shover. When a woman's taking an interest in a man, she figures she's discovered some brand new secret, and she's the only one who knows the score. So forget it, Shover.
You're right, Marietta. Only it's Faye, it's Willie and Evie, it's Ma and her family, Ma Perkins and her dear ones. Oh, like you say, Faye wouldn't listen. Nobody would listen. Okay, Marietta, what are we going to have for supper tonight?
Now our scene changes. That business deal Shuffle mentioned, we know that it's a brand new scheme of the cousins to cheat Willie and Evie out of their life savings, and in a very clever way. Well, right now, over in Rushville Center at Ma's lumberyard, she finds Sylvester just approaching Ma with, well, listen.
That's safe and sound, Cousin Ma. Now, what next for the Eager Beavers?
Oh, hello, Cousin Sylvester. You got it delivered all right?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that was good. Oh, might as well start putting things away. We'll be closing in half an hour.
All right, Cousin Ma, sure. Only, Cousin Ma, I wonder if I could consult you on a certain matter, receive the benefit of your advice on a certain matter?
Why, anything I can help with, Cousin Sylvester? Oh, yes. Except that if it's about Faye, my girl Faye, I'm afraid...
Oh, no. It's not about Cousin Faye. Although I suppose it's no secret that I got plenty of thoughts about Cousin Faye, only... Well, with all due respect to you, Cousin Ma, I wouldn't ever go to a girl's mother until the proper time. After all, Cousin Faye's grown up, and she got the right to answer my questions herself.
Oh, I'm glad you understand that, Sylvester. Yes, that's what I was going to say. Then it's about something else that you want my advice?
Yes. Yes, Cousin Ma, it's about Evie.
Evie?
Cousin Ma, I happen to have some friends out west, in Wyoming, and in the course of a conversation with Evie and Willie, I happened to mention how one of my friends got a pretty good business deal on the fire. Well, it's a mining company, which now it looks like after years of failure, they're beginning to show results. That the stock was absolutely worthless, a couple of cents per share, but now they've... Well, in the strictest secrecy, Ma, now, it looks like they got a chance to get atoms out of it. Uranium, or whatever they call it. Anyhow, the stock's begun to move.
I see.
And so Evie's been after me ever since I mentioned it. She wants to take her life savings, Cousin Ma, hers and Willie's, and stick them in this company. I'm so embarrassed, Cousin Ma, because, although it looks very good, it's a gamble. And, well, frankly, can Willie and Evie afford to gamble?
Oh, Cousin Sylvester, no. No, they can't. Well, except that I can't say nothing to Evie. She's so mad at me. Oh, Cousin Sylvester, this is very nice of you. Will you explain it to Evie, just like you explained it to me, that it is a gamble? Frankly, I did hear something about a business deal between you and Evie.
Yes, I know you did hear.
Oh, and I was so worried. But with you taking this attitude, why, I reckon I needn't be worried. Thank you, Cousin Sylvester. And we'll both do what we can.
Oh, thank you for having such faith in me, Cousin Ma. I didn't want you to get the wrong idea about me. Sure, Cousin Ma. We'll both do what we can.
Ladies, if you have a really big wash to do each wash day, you'll especially welcome Deep Cleaning Oxidol in the Giant Economy Size Package. For you'll find that this Giant Economy Size Oxidol will do almost any family's wash for a whole month. Yes, just one Giant Economy Size Package of Oxidol can do a family's wash for a whole month. And what a wash you'll get with this Deep Cleaning Oxidol. A wash so sparkling clean you can see it's clean, feel it's clean, even smell it's clean. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, ask your dealer for Deep Cleaning Oxidol today in the Giant Economy Size Package that does most any family's wash for a whole month. And so Sylvester strikes another shrewd blow. And innocent Ma never dreams of what he's up to. Shuffle and Marietta, Willie and Evie and her money, Faye and her gentle, loving heart. Yes, there's lots to listen for in the days to come. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.